Welcome to Formula One Plus One, where we break down the fastest sport on the planet into bite-sized episodes. Whether you're a seasoned fan fueled by passion or you've never watched a race in your life and just want to know what all the fuss is about, we welcome you. Get comfortable in your race seat because it's lights out and away we go. Welcome to episode 9. The last episode was on the point structure and it touched on the minimum race distance required for points, so I thought I'd follow it up with today's episode on how the number of laps for each race is determined and how that changes when a race is suspended. You may have noticed that the number of laps per race varies from track to track. For every circuit, aside from Monaco, the magic number here is 305 kilometers. That is the minimum total distance for a full race, so the number of laps is rounded up to the nearest lap in order to hit that 305 kilometer mark. This year, it ranges from 44 laps around the 7-kilometer Spa circuit for the Belgian Grand Prix up to 72 laps around the 4.3-kilometer Zandvoort circuit for the Dutch Grand Prix. There are a few exceptions here. As mentioned earlier, the Grand Prix in Monaco is one of these exceptions. This short street circuit boasts the shortest laps at only 3.3 kilometers, and the required race distance for this event is only 260 kilometers. The second exception is when the formation lap is carried out under a safety car. This can happen under wet track conditions. I'll get into safety cars, different flag conditions, and types of restarts in future episodes, but in short, the safety car leads the drivers in a lap and its presence limits the chance of incidents on the track with regulations on speed, overtaking, distance from other cars, etc. A formation lap behind a safety car is a safer way of displacing water from the track and gives insight into whether or not it is even safe enough for a race start. If the race director decides to start the race behind a safety car, the number of laps for that specific race will be decreased by however many were behind the safety car. The 2019 German Grand Prix was carried out under wet track conditions. The formation lap occurred under a safety car with all drivers obligated to use wet tires. Three additional laps were carried out under the safety car before the decision was made to start the race with a standing start. This meant that the number of laps for this race dropped from 67 to 64. This race was crazy, and if you didn't watch it, I highly suggest looking it up. Teams elected to switch to slicks as the water on the track started to dry up, but it still resulted in 7 DNFs. That caused several virtual and full safety cars throughout the race. Definitely an action-packed race. The last exception to the 305-kilometer race distance is the maximum time for a race to complete. This maximum is 2 hours from the start signal unless the race is suspended for some reason. Suspending a race is basically hitting pause during a race and can occur when the physical safety of the drivers is in immediate danger, typically due to inclement weather or a crash. Should there be a race suspension, the time that the race was suspended will be added to the 2-hour maximum, but this race time cannot extend past 3 hours. The Japanese Grand Prix in 2022 started during torrential downpour and was suspended by the second lap. 2 hours and 15 minutes after the original race start signal, they restarted the race and ended up only getting to lap 28 of the original 53 laps before they hit that 3-hour maximum race time. It's worth noting that points are awarded based on the distance of the race that was actually completed. Points are incrementally decreased if less than 75% of the full race distance was completed before the end of race signal, and points are not awarded at all unless at least 2 laps happen under green flag conditions, i.e. not behind a safety car. You can check out episode 8 to hear more about this. And that, my friends, is how they decide how many laps each Grand Prix will be. I hope you enjoyed today's topic, and if you did, please let me know by rating my podcast. I'd be forever grateful. Join me again midweek, where in preparation for the Japanese Grand Prix, I'll talk about one of my favorite tracks, the Suzuka Circuit. I got a chance to drive on this track last year, so it'll forever hold a special place in my heart. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Take care. And as the checkered flag waves for this episode, we thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening from the grandstands or your living room couch, we appreciate you spending your valuable time with us. Tune in next time for more fun. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out. Catch you at the next pit stop.